Urban Dale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
When you were growing up, did your parents ever say it was forbidden to take a shower during a thunderstorm?
Yes.
Okay, so you had that rule as well.
Yes, because you're going to get struck by lightning.
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Yes. The lightning would strike the pipes, and the pipes would then pass into the water, and the water would then fry you in the shower.
Yeah. Or I might just be attracting a direct hit.
Right.
Because the water is flowing on me, yes.
Yes.
Yes, there were no showers.
Wow, okay, good.
When there were thunderstorms. Very inconvenient at times.
Is there truth to this?
No. I can't imagine there would be. I mean, look, I suppose anytime, you know, you tell somebody like, oh, come on, that's ridiculous, they'll find the one story on the planet that it happened, you know, 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's one example, probably, but no.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, that would be a... Don't you think that would be a regular warning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not shower.
Yes.
You know, stay in your car.
Wonder how these things get started. As
Riley
well.
On KCCI.
I think my parents just wanted to not, you know, just a reason to save water.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
KCCI and their out-the-door forecast would be, hey, it's going to be sunny at the bus stop, but later on, don't shower. It's going to be raining. They would include that.
I would think.
I would think so, too. That was a weird rule that we had while growing up. I'm glad you had it, too, Ken.
Yeah, we did.
But another person, they said that salt was only allowed for guests. They were not allowed to use salt unless guests were over and guests were using it. Yes.
That's an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Like, we can only give our guests high blood pressure, not ourselves. Mm-hmm.
If you had a bigger
flavor.
But salt was very important. No violent video games unless they were about history.
I mean, aren't they all to a certain
so you
can argue?
You could play them. What was the one we got?
Like Battlefield.
No,
or,
what was the one you and I both played like 15 years ago?
Oh, I know.
Ago?
What was it called?
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor. Yes.
Yeah,
we were the greatest D-Day stormers of all time.
we stormed
the beaches
of
Normandy.
Took me weeks to get past that.
Okay. And one slice at a time. This came from a family of, you know, a couple teenage brothers who the mom said, listen, you only grab one pizza slice at a time, because they would grab three or four, and next thing you know, mom and dad didn't have any pizza.
Right.
So one slice at a time.
That's funny.
We should probably put that rule in our house. They all go up and grab half the pizza, and they'll look around at the rest of us like, what?
Don't worry about the rest of us.
We wanted to eat too.
Right. We'll be fine.
I'm on the swim team. I have to eat.
All right, 280-1025. Weird rules you grew up with in your house that, you know, obviously in hindsight don't make a lot of sense. So what was the weird rule?
Oh my gosh, I have two weird rules.
Okay, what were they?
One, we didn't have to pay for water, but I was only allowed to take a shower on Sundays, and that was it.
Just a Sunday shower.
Just Sunday.
Now, were you allowed to take baths throughout the week, or was that the only time you showered or bathed?
That was the only time I was allowed to shower when I was a child.
And did they give a reason for this?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Just to conserve water? I don't know.
Was it raining the other 6 days?
No, I don't understand it. I mean, I was raised low income, and our water was free, and even my siblings to this day cannot understand why we only were able to take a shower once a week.
Okay, all right. That was the first one. What was the second one?
Yes, it was weird.
First one, don't flush the toilet unless you've urinated 3 times in it.
Wow, okay. Wow.
So how would you keep track? I mean, I'm trying to figure out. So do you walk out of there and I'm first urine?
I guess the dirtier it is, I kind of flush.
Oh, man.
It was horrible.
That's awesome. Thanks for the call. You have a great day. Take care.
Tweet us at Star 102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.